A group of human rights lawyers has launched two class actions in the High Court on behalf of 1,300 asylum seekers held on Manus Island and Nauru. The lawyers allege people held in offshore detention centres have been subject to, quote, torture, crimes against humanity, and the intentional infliction of harm. This follows a bill passing the Senate, but not the House, last week to fast-track medical evacuations from Manus Island and Nauru. George Newhouse is principal solicitor of the National Justice Project, a not-for-profit legal service that's launched this legal action in the High Court. George Newhouse, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning.
You're representing around 1,300 people. These are all remaining asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru, as I understand it. You accuse the federal government of intentional infliction of harm. What exactly are you alleging?
Well, we are alleging that the conditions that the group members are being kept under inflict severe physical and mental pain or suffering on them. And you've seen that with these recent cases of the children that have had to be medevaced from Nauru to Australia. You've actually had, in the last week, the government say they're not going to pass legislation to enable the speedy medical evacuation of asylum seekers, essentially to enforce their border security policies. Now, you can have border security without cruelty, and that's what these cases are about.
Torture, crimes against humanity, what is the evidence of that?
Well, torture is defined as inflicting severe physical or mental pain or suffering on one or more persons in the custody of control or control of the government. Now, that's exactly what's going on Nauru and Manus. So I've had case after case of children on Nauru where the government knows full well that they're inflicting severe physical or mental pain or suffering on them, but they refuse to act. And the time has come, particularly after last week's shenanigans in Parliament, to hold the government accountable for their measures. I mean, and if you don't, you know, if you don't accept the definition, Malcolm Turnbull's quoted as saying in May 2014 that we have harsh measures. Some would say cruel measures, but the fact is, if you want to stop people smuggling business, you have to be very tough. Now, that's an admission that they're acting cruelly for political objectives.
One would assume that intent will be crucial here. How do you go about trying to prove that all of this harm, as you describe it, is intentional?
Well, partly through the quote that I just read you and others like that from the Minister for Home Affairs, and through documents and also through inquiry that has drawn the government's attention to the cruel and inhumane treatment of these people on Nauru and Manus Island. Now, it's one thing to have a border security policy. It's another to actually cause physical or mental pain or suffering on individuals.
Why launch these class actions now, after more than 5 years since asylum seekers were sent to detention centres there, and I suppose we should note, by the then Labor government?
Well, that's a good point. And we aren't specifically pointing the finger at any one government. The cruelty has been imposed on these individuals over a number of years, but it's just getting to crisis point. It's 6 years now since these poor people have been imprisoned on islands in the Pacific. They're not getting the mental health care and medical care that they need. They've been arbitrarily detained, and they've been subjected to really inhumane conditions on those islands. The government should have dealt with these.
Could I just pick you up on that, George? Because obviously the claims you're making are disputed, but specifically on the medical support there, the government has always maintained that there are adequate healthcare services in offshore detention. The Department of Home Affairs says there are GP, nursing and mental health care clinics open 7 days a week. I've read assertions that better medical support and facilities there than what you might get in parts of rural Australia. Why is what's provided not enough?
Well, that's just the information that the government is spinning is false. If you go to Manus Island, there are I understand there were 29 suicide attempts last week. There are no specialised medical care facilities available for those people on Manus Island. And if the government tells you that they're equivalent to the conditions that Aboriginal communities have in regional Australia, then woe betide those people in Aboriginal communities. All they're saying is there are no such facilities. And, you know, I'm very happy to test these allegations in court. The government will have to come clean and we'll let a judge decide whether, you know, the facilities are adequate or not. We've had at least 12 cases go before federal court judges where the court has found that the facilities available for children on Nauru with mental illness were totally inadequate. So it's not just an assertion that I've made, they're findings that have been made by judges.
I do need to ask you as well about this idea of movement being restricted, which you assert. The Department of Home Affairs says that all asylum seekers on Nauru are free to move around on the island. They are not in detention. What is your response to that?
Well, that's not true either. Nauruans, if they want, can go to another country. They could go to Fiji for medical care or even a holiday. The asylum seekers are effectively imprisoned on that. And that's the case where we've had to approach the Australian government to have them moved somewhere. They are effective prisoners on a small island nation with a population of 10,000 people. The fact that they're not in a jail cell does not mean that their liberty is not restricted.
On the question of minors being held on Nauru, the government says that it's moved more than 100 children from Nauru to Australia in the past 3 months. There are now, as I understand it, around 10 minors remaining on the island, four slated to be resettled in the United States. Do you welcome the fact that the government has been doing this, albeit without a lot of fanfare?
There may not have been a lot of fanfare, but there's been a lot of court action forcing them to remove these children. Our organisation's been responsible for 130 people being moved for medical care. So I don't think the government have covered themselves in glory. But I do appreciate the fact that these people have been moved and have received care. But if the government hadn't kept them in virtual island prison for 6 years. These are children who've spent most of their lives in an island where they cannot effectively get an education, where their mental health is deteriorating. Then, I'm not going to be giving them the acclaim that you're suggesting they deserve.
Last week, the Morrison government delayed a vote in the Senate on a bill to fast-track medical evacuations that we've just been discussing from Manus Island and Nauru. The law, as I understand it, could still be passed in February when the House of Representatives resumes. Would there still be a point in it happening then, or do you think it's all too late?
Well, look, I think it is too late, but later is better than not at all, and I think the pressure needs to be kept on the government to do the right thing by people who are ill. They're seriously ill. In order for them to be removed from Nauru or Manus to Australia, the legislation requires two doctors to assess them as being in need. If the minister doesn't agree, then there's a panel of nine doctors that have to review the decision. And only the most serious cases will be brought here. So I do think that it is vital that the legislation go through. But even if it doesn't, we're going to persist with these cases.
George Newhouse, thank you very much.
Yeah.
George Newhouse, Principal Solicitor at the National Justice Project. We have sought a response from the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton and Immigration Minister David Coleman. We'd like to renew our invitation for an interview on this program. Of course, they are always welcome to come and answer some questions. And just to the point about seeing for ourselves what is on Nauru and Manus Island, I can't tell you how difficult it is as a journalist to even get there. They're basically make it nigh impossible, but it would be great to be able to go and report from those places.